Welcome to Arouser, your kinky escape. Today you are joining us because we are interviewing one of our lovely Arouser chat hosts. They are going to tell you all about their time on the platform, their kinks, their turn-ons, their wildest experiences, and most importantly, why they love working on Arouser and being there to chat with fine gentlemen just like you. Tune in and get turned on. And most importantly, let's have some fun today.
Okay, first off, let's start with your Arouser chat host name. Can you tell me what your Arouser host name is, please? And our lovely listener.
Yeah, sure. My name on Arouser is French Cheek.
French Cheek. Okay, perfect. How long have you been sexting using the Arouser platform, French Cheek?
Oh, this is like over 2 years now. That's like since 2019.
Okay, nice. So you've been around for a while.
Yeah, a while.
You love it.
It's great side money, so.
Okay, when did you first hear or start exploring sissification as a fetish?
It was after I joined Arouser, actually, because, you know, people will come to me with this request and I just found it weird. Like, what's this? Why does this person want to do this? And then I had to go on Google and, you know, go through some chat forums about stuff like this. Then I came to realize what it was about. But literally, I was approached on Arouser with requests about, oh, I want to dress up like this. I want you to, you know, all this weird stuff. And it was kind of very weird for me. And I had to go out there and search about it and get all the information I could.
So Google helped you educate yourself on sissification?
Yes, it did. It did. Not specifically Google, but the links to some chat rooms where people talk about things like this. Yeah, that helped.
Okay, gotcha. So you'd never even come close to hearing about something like this until you joined Arouser, correct?
Yes, yes.
So sissification, now that you know what it is and you've had some experience working with it as a chat host and with our members, would you say personally, does it give you anything personally as a host? Does it turn you on at all? And if so, what about it turns you on?
It turns me on to a certain extent, especially when it's the dress up kind. Like when this person wants you to like, I want to dress up like this. It really, that part of it actually turns me on because I get to play dress up. It's like having your own little doll. And when they're like, oh, I want you to be the one that dresses me up today. That really turns me on.
So you kind of, it's kind of like having a drag queen in your pocket.
Yeah, it's kind of having your own drag queen and you get to play with it and tell it what to do and, you know, just have fun with it.
Yeah, because it's a guy at the end of the day who doesn't want to be a woman. He just wants to be treated like a woman for a temporary amount of time. They don't want to be a woman. So it's very...
They don't want to be a woman. Yeah.
Right.
So you just have that fun and, you know, you just have to make it memorable because within the next few minutes, he's back to living his life.
Exactly, girl. Okay. So what is the wildest... or most intense sissification experience you've had while sexting thus far?
There was once this guy that really was freaky. He wanted, like, he went into his mother's wardrobe and wanted me to dress him up with his, like, he wanted to dress up in his mom's clothes, like his mom's underwear. And you know, that was a little wide because, like, this is your own mom. It's different if you go out and buy the stuff. But he wanted to wear his mom's own stuff.
Yeah.
He wanted to go out and wear her panties and all that. And, you know, that was a little wide to me because I'm like, you know, that's invading your mom's space because she doesn't even know you're into this. So I did find that one experience a little extreme.
And did he do it?
Yeah, he actually did it. He did it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's really that's really interesting. But then later we had another session and I asked him, like, hey, did your mom ever find out about this? And he was like, yeah, she found out. I was like, so what did she do? And he was like, oh, she was totally cool about it. You know, she didn't that bad. She was like, oh, if you just want to play around, that's fine. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But you know, when we had the follow-up conversation, he told me she found out and she wasn't mad about it.
And so did he share pictures with you through the sexting option in order to prove?
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. He shared pictures.
And it looked like his mom's actual wardrobe.
Yeah, it was actually his mom. Like, he literally, he shared pictures of his mom's wardrobe. And like, oh, he wants to play dress up with his mom's wardrobe. And just like asked me if this looks good on him. And, you know, and I was like, you know, it was a little weird for me, but if his mom is cool with it, then not.
And clearly she was.
Yeah. She was. So
is this guy still that's a regular? Fine. Is he still a regular of yours, or was this a short
trip? Yes. He still does. He still comes on. There's been people who've been there like since 2019. You know, they're not that many anymore, but there's a few names which I've known for like the entire 2 years who are still coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the best qualities you personally look for in a sissy to train, in your opinion? So what's your best sissy training qualities in a member?
I think I'm going to say someone who is fun, like who doesn't take things too serious, you know, who is just out there to have fun and not read into everything, like, you know, just someone who is relaxed, you know, not being nervous, not trying to, like, if I say something and then immediately you feel I'm being offensive. No, you should know we're just having fun. We're trying to relax. So it's very important that this member knows how to just have fun and not read into it too much.
Yeah. Have you had any of them not be able to let go and be open-minded? Like, have you had anyone request a specification, then you try?
Yes, there's been a few instances where, you know, you say something and maybe the member finds it offensive and then they just log off. But, you know, that's like, hey, I wasn't trying to say this way. And, you know, a lot of times you get misunderstood on Arosa, and the funny thing is they can give us reviews, but we can't give them reviews because most of the times these bad reviews is just because there wasn't good communication and the member just gets angry and he logs out and leaves you a horrible review. So I'd say someone who is fun and doesn't take things too seriously or just immediately gets offended without trying to understand what you said. Yeah, that's what I look for.
Yeah, and you can gauge that pretty much in the beginning of a sexting session at this point. How long does it take you to figure that out?
Literally right from the way they text you. You know, some of them are just like really, really horny and they just want to get to it. They come with some hey. And, you know, it's just really offensive. Like, hey, I know you're paying, but you have to set the mood. If you come to the chat with some kind of energy, it's very difficult for the chat host to give back positive energy because you came with a lot of negativity. So yeah, you can literally know within the first two sentences if this is going to go well or not, because they sometimes just get into your inbox with very weird, their first message is always really very weird or just rude, you know.
Mm-hmm. You can tell when they want it really fast, generally. Don't you find with like, especially more hard, this is on the side of more hardcore fetish, is sissification, domination, things of that nature, humiliation. Sissification is like the precursor to ultimate domination. And
what I find is
if the member is going to be very quick to try to get to the point, they don't understand the fetish within itself, because it does take time to get a guy aroused as a sissy, because you have to train him and dress him and see how obedient he is to you to make him more feminine, correct?
Yes, exactly. And sometimes they don't have the patience for all that. You just want it fast.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me because it's not a fast thing. It's not a jerk off quick in a pair of panties. It's not that. The real sissification is the process. It's a piece.
Exactly, but some of them do not understand that, and it just makes the whole experience really weird, because before I get settled into it, you just want to start, and you know, it would be great if they could chill out and just let you train them and be patient, because we need that.
Yeah, exactly. They need to be open to the training. And training takes time. Yeah, doesn't happen exactly. In 2 minutes. Yeah. Okay. What, I mean, the more specific the fetish a guy has, the longer it takes. That's generally the rule.
Yeah, true.
So why do you think men enjoy being sissies based on your experience, sissy training, and with the sissification fetish?
Okay, funny enough, I have noticed that most of the people that come wanting things like that, you know, the little intro you have where you talk about yourself, like, hey, how old are you? What you doing? And they tell you a little bit about themselves. One thing I realized is that
your sound went out.
I'm sorry. So as I was saying, one thing I've noticed about the men who come requesting for sissification is it's always like guys who live with their mom. Like it's always guys who live with their mom. I feel like maybe it's watching their mom dress up every day and they just be like, you know what, I want to try this. I just want to know what it feels like to be in this woman's shoes. So I'm just going to say to me, I don't know if they're gay because I don't really think they are I don't really think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're just gay and they're just trying to be in the closet. But I don't really think it's about being gay. I think it's mostly about guys who have their mother, they're very close with their mothers, and they just want to be a woman like their mother. Like they just want to know what it feels like to be the other person. I don't know, that's what I think.
Yeah, they're inspired by it just because it's something so foreign to them in their male life, as presenting as a male. Yeah. So seeing a woman get dressed, yes, a certain way, especially undergarments, because those are something you don't normally see. So yes, I think more of the draw is kind of like, what is under there and can I fit, mm-hmm, into that?
Yeah, they just want to know what it feels like. That's what I've known from my experience. Like they just want to be the other person for a while and know what that feels like.
Yeah, they're most definitely not gay. I've never come across sissification leading into a gay type of fetish.
Yeah. Even from me chatting with them, I've never actually found out if any of them was ever actually gay. So yeah, that's why I kind of concluded that. But I know that it's always guys who have, like, they live with their moms and, you know, they just want to try all that, or they live with their wives and, you know, they just want to be this other person and just see what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great. So, French Chic, why don't you leave the members with a little bit of something, something? Tell the members or potential listeners who may be arouser members after this podcast or show or however they're listening to it on the internet, a little bit about yourself and why they should chat with you, essentially. Sell yourself, darling.
thank you for the free marketing. Well, I'm a very down-to-earth person. I'm very chatty. If you do come to me and you want to talk, I am totally down for it. I like to chat. I like to get to know you. I like to, you know, do things out of my comfort zone. That's why you should talk to me, because I swear you are going to have a great time. I can talk about almost every single topic you want to talk about. But just don't be in a rush, okay? And try to be polite, because that really sets the mood for me. If you come in some kind of negative energy, it's very difficult for me to keep it going. I have a problem with that. The way you approach me is the way you're going to get received. So if you want to have a nice chat, you know, you talk about anything, just play around, you know, try new things. I'm always in for that. So you can always hit me up for that.
Perfect. We love it, French Chic. And boys, don't be afraid to try her over on arouser.com. Thank you so much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you, too.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you had a great time. If you'd like to follow us, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Our addresses are in the description below. You can also hit up arouser.com if you'd like to get to know any of our lovely chat hosts and have a good time of your own. Thanks again, and we will talk to you soon. Till then, stay kinky, my friends.